This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's June, and a lot of our spring planting is behind us, which means it's time to start cooking. Herbs are already growing, and our next guest has some ideas on how to punch up our cooking using the fresh herbs we've picked right out of the garden.
Ian Knauer joins us again. He's a chef, TV host, and author. His latest cookbook is called The Farm, and he hosts a PBS show by the same name. Ian, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Well, herbs are starting to pop up in our gardens, and I know you're a big herb booster. What do you like about cooking with them?
Just about everything. And and I have to say that cooking with herbs is probably the easiest way to elevate your cooking. You know, if you look at chef's menus, they're always herb heavy. And that's because it's really the simplest way to get extra flavor into your dishes.
What are the must-have herbs in your garden or in pots on your back porch or wherever?
Well, I think you absolutely need thyme, rosemary, oregano, parsley, and chives. Those are the five that you can't live without. And anything on top of that is gravy. If you have a place to put sage or lavender or tarragon is one of my favorites, then throw them in there as well.
Do you have a favorite from among that select group there?
Oh, that's so hard to choose.
You could only cook with one herb for the rest of your life.
Right. You're on Iron Chef. Yep. They throw one herb at you. What do you want?
Probably parsley. It's the most versatile.
Parsley.
It can be used in stocks and soups. It can be used as a garnish. It adds a lot of flavor wherever you put it. And beautiful color, too.
I never think of parsley as having any flavor. Parsley has flavor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it's a flavor that goes well in a lot of different cuisines, too. I mean, of course, the French use it heavily. But it's also used in Italian cooking, Mediterranean cooking, Scandinavian cooking, even Eastern European cooking.
So when using fresh herbs, I'm always in a bit of a quandary if a lot of heat is involved. Do I get them up front so the flavor has a long time to seep in, or put them in right toward the end so I don't cook out the flavor? I never know.
Well, you know, it depends what you're looking for. So if you're making a soup or a stock, my feeling is that if you throw the herbs in there, it doesn't matter whether it's in the beginning of the cooking time or closer to the end of the cooking time. Because they'll become a lot more subtle and they'll sort of blend in with the rest of the flavors. But herbs are the kind of thing that you can also add for a fresh note at the end. And I think that's where they really elevate home cooking, especially. So if you have a bunch of herbs, I would, in fact, use them both ways. Let's say you have a big bunch of parsley. You can throw half of it in your stock in the beginning. And then once your soup is ready to go to the table, you finely chop some of the leaves and put them on as a garnish.
And we got to ask you sent us some recipes, and one of them is an herb-rubbed roast chicken. Can you walk us through that one and what you like about it?
Yeah, so the thing that is really intriguing about this recipe is that it relies heavily on bay leaves. The bay leaves are one of the herbs that we often, you throw one bay leaf in a soup or you throw them in a stock, and you don't really realize how potent they can be. But in this recipe, you grind them up in a spice grinder. Often, you'll take that bay leaf that you put in the stock, you'll take it out then at the end because you don't want someone to eat it and choke on it. But when you grind bay leaves to a powder, they become a super intense flavor. And when you rub them on something like roast chicken, it takes a regular roast chicken and it makes it taste like a rotisserie chicken that's been cooking at a low, slow temperature for hours and has a lot of caramelization on it. It sort of tricks your tongue.
And it's also got some thyme in it too, right?
That's exactly right. So the combination of bay leaves and thyme leaves you with a really deep, deep flavor. And it's one of the things that you wouldn't necessarily think would give you such intense flavor, but really does in the end.
So one of your signature Ian Knauer tricks evidently is to use vanilla bean with herbs. What and how?
Yeah, so I actually like to use vanilla bean in a savory application. So let's say you're roasting a pork loin or something like that. You want to dry rub it with a bunch of herbs and spices. I would throw a piece of a vanilla bean, maybe half a vanilla bean, into a spice grinder along with whatever other spices you have. Let's say it's coriander, cumin, thyme, black peppercorns, and then rub that on your piece of meat. Let that sit in there for a couple hours and sort of dry marinate, and then roast it off like you would normally, or grill it, or whatever you want to do. The vanilla in there really gives it an intriguing note, and it doesn't taste like ice cream in the end. The vanilla sort of like blends in with the other herbs and becomes this incredibly complex flavor.
And we've got that recipe up on the Central Time Facebook page. Ian, thank you so much for joining us.
It's such a pleasure to be with you.
We've been talking to Ian Knauer. He's a chef, TV host, and author. His latest cookbook is called The Farm.
You and I both nodded when he mentioned choking on bay leaves. Maybe we'll have to tell those stories sometime.
I had a near-death experience with the bay leaf, I swear, but I still like them.
Well, the first time I did it, I cut up the bay leaf and put it in my spaghetti sauce. And, of course, it doesn't. Anyway.
It doesn't cook
down. We both live to tell the tale.
True.